You're listening to the Sea Plan Do Show
with Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. And keep the chain.
Right now, sound.
I be with the hit maker. Baby, come give me something on. Baby, come give me something on. Since I got a taste of your love, baby, come give me something on.
God damn, you know who I am. Tried to be on the low, but you ain't slow. Keep my shirt open, eyes low. Get a lot of paper, I know, but you ain't into that. You like real facts. Like if you show love, you gon' get it back. Like if you good, you won't get it back. Like if you cook one a real that gon' rap to that like we can go and get a private room. We could for one night and God jump the broom. Saying chill.
Baby, come give me something on. Baby, come give me something on.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Tuesday! Yeah! Woo! Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the See, Plan, Do Show with me, your favorite professional life coach, DJ, serial entrepreneur, hope dealer, anything I want to do, man. It's me, your professional life coach, Gary O'Neill Jr. Please don't forget the Jr. All right, shout out to Pops. Shout out to everybody listening, everybody watching right now, live. You know, hopefully you guys are hunkered. You are bunkered down. You are hunkered in. You're bunkered down, whatever that phrase is. Hopefully you're in the house if you have to be. If you are out and about and you're watching the show, please stay healthy, stay safe during this time. So hopefully you guys have had an amazing Tuesday. Again, happy Tuesday. Man, this is the last day of March. Let's get, and the last day of the quarter. So let's get March and the first quarter out of here for real. Like, I'm done. Like, it seemed like every day felt like 1 year. Like, come on. Like, I don't even know what, luckily I set my alarm because I knew what day it is. But my days have been scheduled for 3 days. I've only categorized my days either yesterday, today, or tomorrow. That's it. So, you know, hopefully you guys, again, are staying safe. You are staying put. Come here, look at me. Sit down somewhere. All right? Because my governor, Governor Hogan here in Maryland, he said, look, man, y'all out here playing music, y'all here having parties, like, sit down somewhere. Okay? We need to make sure that everybody's safe during this time. And definitely, let's make sure that we all do our part by washing our hands, practicing social distancing, and sitting put. Okay? So, again, I'm so glad we're getting rid of March. I'm looking forward to quarter two. Man. But let's just review today's episode, episode 8 of the Sea Plan Do Show, entitled Finding My Way Back. All right. Today I'm going to be going over a variety of things. One, we're going to get into our Sea Plan Do moment of the week, talking about silver lining. We're going to be discussing. So now that I've been in the house, I've been checking out Netflix a little bit more. So I'm going to review two of the shows I've been watching, which is Ozark. And I watched the documentary, King Tiger or Tiger King. I think it's King Tiger, Tiger King. I got to look it up, but been watching that. And then we're going to talk about how you can get back. Let's say that you fell off the wagon. Let's say that you fell off track. Let's identify and highlight how can you get back to where you belong. All right. The great thing about those tracks is that if you look around, they're still there. They're just waiting for you. Okay. So the great thing is that we'll be able to get back. So I look forward definitely to this exciting show. Shout out to everybody listening right now. Shout out to everybody watching right now. Shout out to if you're watching the replay or you're listening to the replay. Hey, all right. And we're going to have an amazing show. So let's get right to our C-Plan Do moment of the week. That is entitled Silver Lining. All right, so with this pandemic that's been rampant through our world right now, there is one positive thing that you could take away from this, is that things will be different. Right now, things will most certainly be different. Right now, if you're working at a company that you're not essential, you're probably practicing telemarketing, teleworking, or you're just staying home. And while we're staying home, our kids are staying home, we're staying home. And during that time, you're able to do a couple of things. One is get rest. I'm pretty sure if you're like me, you don't get rest. So please take advantage of the time that we have and you're getting that quality rest. Sleep in, let your kids sleep in. All right. Get that quality rest. Or if you've been like me, been resting. I think I've been getting up at like 8, 9, and usually I'm used to getting up at like 5. So I feel like a bum now that I'm getting up that late. But, you know, you're getting that quality rest. All right. The next thing is reconnecting. With what's going on, you're able to now reconnect. You're probably not used to being with your significant loved one or being around your family for this period of time. And so, yeah, you're probably like, hey, I do have children. Hey, what do you know? I do have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or a wife. What? Right? So you're able now to be able to just get back and reconnect. Play some cards. Play some board games. Play some video games. Okay? Do things. As you see on social media, a lot more people are being extremely creative in what they're doing. I love it. You know, I love being home with my kids. I enjoy it. And so getting back and reconnecting with them, being able to reconnect with yourself. All right? Figuring out, you know what? What goals do I have when eventually we're able to come outside? Because right now we're on lockdown, okay? So, and guess what? Let me rephrase that. We're not on lockdown. We're just staying put and refocusing our energy so that way we don't hurt other people. If you really think about it, we're keeping ourselves safe. And so we're not in jail. And a lot of people are really looking at it like, hey, we're in jail. It's a tough time. Like, if you don't sit down somewhere, enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, and just chill. Chill while, if everybody chilled, think about this. If everybody chilled and we let the professionals, a shout out to all of the medical professionals. Shout out to the doctors, the nurses, all of the medical staff. Thank you. You are keeping us safe. You are protecting our lives. And thank you so much for what you do. And I hope that you're getting as much pay as you need. I know that what I'm going to do is when this is over, I'm going to go to my nearest hospital. I'm going to drop off a bouquet or a basket or fruit or something, because and even our janitors and people who are sanitizing stuff over and over again, thank you. They're protecting us and we need to treat them accordingly. Okay. So let's shout out to everybody like that. So being able to get some rest, being able to reconnect, as well as being able to start banging out some of those goals. If you're like me, I'm like, whoa, I'm able to get more goals done. You know, I'm getting up, I'm rocking and rolling, I'm eating a quality breakfast, drinking my coffee. I haven't done that in about 3 weeks, you know, and just sort of just getting yourself back to where you can start, you know, let's take this time out. All right. Let's make sure we protect ourselves, protect each other. And while we have this time, and so it's definitely going through a pandemic, and rest in peace to everyone that lost their lives during this pandemic. But what we can do is let's not let things happen and we don't learn any lessons from it. Let's make sure that we take care of ourselves, we take care of other people, and we're able to learn from this, because things won't be the same. If you're an entrepreneur like me, you're thinking of different ways. I just did my workshop the other day, online. It was supposed to be in class and online, but guess what? Now we are able to, I was able to do that online and able to finish my ebook and being able to just take a moment, man, just take a moment. We're constantly running from goal line to goal line. And so I'm thankful that the state has said, you know what, let's shut it down and let's regroup. And what I challenge you to do is when this is over and we're able to go back outside, that periodically you shut it down. Take a moment for yourself, shut it down, turn off your phones, turn off your iPads, turn off your computers, reconnect back with your family, your friends, all right? Listen to some great music, all right? And just, let's just reconnect. So that is the C Plan Do moment of the week entitled Silver Lining. The biggest thing that I want you to do is reset yourself. All right. So today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. I definitely am looking forward to having this conversation about the two shows. So Tiger King and Ozark. Like, I watched those. First of all, shout out to Netflix. They're out here. They say, you know what? All right, let's start dropping everything. And I'm watching all of it. I got a couple of other shows that I might talk about, but I need some help from you guys. But let's make sure that we're going to have an amazing show. I look forward to you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you to everyone watching right now. Shout out to Tracy, Lakia, Jeff. What's up, man? Thank you. Kia, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Oh, my Aunt Jo was on board. So shout out to everybody watching it as well as listening to it. So let's get with our C Plan Do song of the week entitled Finding My Way Back.
Birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
All right, that was Jaheim. Oh, man, that was a god, man. Man, Jaheim was amazing. All right, so that was Finding My Way Back, which is also the name of episode 8 here on the C Plan Do Show with me, professional life coach Gary O'Neill Jr. All right, shout out to everyone checking it out. Thank you for staying in the house. Hopefully you're in the house, or if you're in a facility where you have to stay inside. Hey, who better, man? Who better than, well, who else should you be with? Okay, here. Look, it's you, it's me, I got some water, I got some treats, we're in here, okay? So, thank you guys for definitely checking in, and so let's get with episode 8, entitled Finding My Way Back, where I'm going to be highlighting a couple things today in this episode. One, we're about to hit that review of a couple of shows I've been watching, and then we're going to talk about, hey, if you have fallen off the wagon, if you have not been able to get back, or you feel like you're struggling with getting back to where you were operating, this show, this episode is for you. So guess what? You with the best, two Sabes Las Vibras. You know the vibes. You can always get one of these shirts on my website, laloneclothing.com. Oh my gosh, let me tell you something. Tonight, I'm going to be dropping for the ladies. I'm going to be dropping a special shirt just for you. I thought about it this morning. I created it. I'm going to drop it tonight. So make sure at 10 p.m. you check out what I'm going to be dropping. I think you guys will like that a lot on laloneclothing.com. All right, so can we get into my Netflix reviews? Shout out to Netflix. I'm going to have to talk to them about some sponsorship, because you know they need to CTC. Cut that check. But I rock with them. They rock with me. They've been taking care of me. So can we talk about, let's go with either Ozark or Tiger King. I think I'm going to go with Tiger King. All right. Whew. All right. So, and you can comment below since we're on live. We're streaming live on the C Plan Dude site right now. You can chime in on what you feel about the show. Let's go with Tiger King first. So, here's my initial impression. First off, crazy. All right. What is going on? So, if you haven't watched it, you're going to have to listen to some spoilers. Tiger King is insane. Letitia just said it. Tiger King is insane. I didn't even want to watch it, but once I start watching it, you know, that's it. So if you don't know, Tiger King mainly focused on these different entities that they owned these cats. They own these tigers and lions and all these different things. And so with Tiger King, Joe Exotic. First of all, free Joe. Your kid said free Joe Exotic. Free my man Joe. My man got put underneath the jail for nothing. For just being wild and exotic. Okay? Free Joe Exotic. Yes. I really liked it. But I really felt like some of the problems that I've been seeing recently on Netflix and the documentaries definitely don't apply to me. And I'm sitting here like, I've never been to any of these things. I've never pet a baby tiger. I saw the prices online. This won't be me. These are not some of the problems that I think that I endure. But Joe Exotic, Carol, all right, we got all these different players in this show. And Joe was wild, right? Joe Exotic is a gay. He's not dead. I thought he was going to die. Like, did anybody think that he was going to die in the show? Like, I thought he was going to die. First off, can we talk about my man, Joe? Joe is a gay redneck who owned a zoo, had like a thousand, like all these different tigers and all these different exotic animals. And it was just wild. You know, so he was arguing with Carol. All right. Carol she owned a sanctuary for all of these different animals, these tigers, all these big cats, called Big Cat Rescue. And so they were beefing. There were other people who owned different zoos that highlighted all these exotic animals. Yo, like, first off, free my man Joe. Second, Carol most certainly killed her husband. No, he's dead. That man is dead. I'm like, so let me get this straight. So he has Alzheimer's. He flew a plane into the Gulf. Yeah, okay, buddy. All right. And Carol's just like, hey, cool cats and kittens. No, Carol, you did that and you fed it. You fed your husband to those lions. That's what I would do. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it real. If I ever went dark and I owned a zoo and I had problems with you, you're going to get eaten by a kid. You're going to get eaten by a tiger or a lion. Carol did it. Like, let's just be honest. I should make a shirt and just say Carol did it. She did it. You're not going to tell me that we just walking around and he had all this money. First of all, what kind of lawyer was that? Like, can we be honest, guys? Like, what kind of lawyer was that? Like, that is not a lawyer that I would trust with $1, let alone my network for $20 million. We're not doing this. I'm looking at this guy like, I don't believe him. He's not presenting any evidence. You have all these different, like, I didn't know it was wild out here with owning tigers. I'm about to own one. What have I been doing? Why do I not own a tiger? I got a Pomeranian. What's happening here? What happened? I need to get one. Why did I not get one for my birthday? Okay. I need a tiger in here. Okay. That's it. I'm getting a tiger. Let me get on Facebook Marketplace. All right. Let me shout out to somebody. But like, let's be honest. Like, look at the crazy turn that this show went from. We went from Carol and Joe and all these different characters watching it to now Carol's husband is gone. He filed restraining orders. He's gone. You got the other gentleman. You got all these other different Zeus, and who was your favorite characters? Like, I like Joe. And then Joe just started getting wild. And then, all right, let's be honest. The husbands that Joe achieved, I'm not going to lie. Like, first of all, if you're going to be on the show, like, can you have teeth? Like, meth teeth is real? That was crazy. Like, Joe had a husband, burly, strapping guy. And I'm looking at him like, dang, Joe out here getting husbands? And and we can't even get texts back? I can't even get a text back. But Joe got three husbands. And then the one husband that killed himself, yo, was handsome. I'm like, he's 6'6". He's handsome. I'm like, and Joe out here, what's Joe doing? What's happening? What is going on? Like, Joe out here in these streets. I'm looking like, oh, no. So now, I mean, every day, I wish Joe was, when Joe is out, I'm going to contact him and see if he can get on the C-Plan Do Show. That'd be the highlight of the year if I get Joe Exotic here on the C-Plan Do Show. He's definitely going to try to hit on me. I'm going to have to avoid his advances because something must be happening where these handsome gentlemen are like, oh, they caught up. They smitten over Joe. They smitten over Exotic. Joe was out here with Joe condoms, and then he came out with the underwear. And then, first of all, guys, if you don't know, do me a favor and Google Prince Albert. See, I didn't know. I didn't know what Prince Albert was. And then I Googled it, and then I immediately shut down my computer, my phone, my iPad, TV. I turned everything off because I was unaware of what a Prince Albert was, which is piercings on a man. So you just got your stuff bedazzled? No. I said, no, Joe Exotic. You is that only a person named last name Exotic could do stuff like that. Like, what are your guys' thoughts about the show? So we know Carol did it. Like, we know Carol did it. All right. I want to own a tiger, though. So then we have Joe. We have Carol. Guess who was the most baddest guy who was the most. He was with it. Carol's husband was with it. If you really look at it, first I was like, why Prince Charles is married to Carol? At first I kept thinking it was Prince Charles. I was like, ain't Prince Charles still in England? Prince, her husband was with it. Okay? I was like, oh no. So you have Carol and her husband who was with it. They wind up suing Joe for $1 million. Mysteriously, the studio, with all the stuff, gets burnt up. Alligators die, right? Then you got my man Jeff. Oh my gosh. Jeff come in. First of all, no. I should have worn, I'm going to wear my hat like this for Jeff. Jeff came in. Oh my God. Jeff came in with his hat turned around like this. He had on a bandana underneath it. Came in, scammed him. He scammed them from getting the zoo, and then he started owning the zoo, and that was it. I'm like, what is going on here? It was crazy. Then, out of nowhere, you got a hitman. So, Jeff brung his homeboy. I don't want to spoil it too much for everybody watching it, but guess what? You should have watched it before the show. So, Jeff has his homeboy, who apparently is like a low-budget hitman. They set it up where they're going to kill Carol. Because now Joe has been shouting out Carol in his show every day, every week. Do you guys think that Joe burned down the studio? See, when I looked at the video, right? So, like, yeah, I think Joe did it because he wanted to get out of it, right? But I think that, but when you saw the guy, when you remember when they showed back the video, they showed some seedy guy walking. It looked like that was the producer. I think it might have been the producer. But he did, but the tape wasn't there. So I think that Joe did it. I think Joe did burn it down and try to put it on Carol. But that was a wild show. Like, then Joe gets time. Like, so now we have Joe. We have the other gentleman. Let me pull up his name. The one with the ponytail. See, I was doing this all wrong. I'm out here being a life coach and a DJ and all these things. And what I should have been doing is trying to own a zoo. That's what should have happened. All right? I should have grew my hair long in the back. All right? Then I could cop something. Because Joe, for Joe to have husbands, plural. All right? And then you have, it was just insane on how this show really, really went down. And then it took a dark turn because then Joe trying to get Carol knocked off. And I'm thinking like, at this point, she wasn't even relevant. All right. Meanwhile, the lions and stuff and Tigers not getting taken care of. They looking super slim. I'm like, why are these lions and tigers on keto? What's going on here? All right. Then you got the lady get her arm chopped off. Yo, I'm trying to be general for people who did not watch the show or who are listening to this and did not watch the show. But it is a reason why right now it's number one on Netflix because it's crazy. You have Joe, you have all these different people, and Big Cat Rescue, Carol definitely did it, and it's wild. So definitely, I enjoyed it. I will say that I really, really enjoyed it. It does definitely look like a cult. All right, because what was the gentleman's name? I'm looking it up now. What was the gentleman's name that had the ponytail? He was out here with the ponytail. He out here got multiple women. I'm like, hold up, what's happening here? Am I messing up? Am I not doing what I'm supposed to do? So out of 4 stars, I will give this show, and I felt bad. Oh, hold up. Before I give you my rating, the songs. I should have, oh man, why did I not play the songs for that Joe played? Joe had a couple of songs because he was a country singer. Man, Joe out here singing songs, and then Joe drops a diss track for Carol called Here Kitty Kitty, in which he has a video for it, which for a second I thought was Carol saying that Carol killed her husband in the song. So it's Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, then it's Ether and Takeover by Jay-Z and Nas, and then it's Here Kitty Kitty. So when you get a chance, go listen to Here Kitty Kitty. But that is absolutely a wild episode, a wild couple of series. I liked it. It gave me the craziness. It gave me the wow, this is really crazy factor. So crazy factor, 4 out of 4. Pretty good story. I'll give it a 3. So ultimately, I will give it like a 3.5. So that's something that you're going to be definitely sitting there like, this is crazy. What's going on? All right. So that was a crazy, crazy episode. Crazy episode. All right. Now let's talk about Ozark. Ozark, if you have not watched Ozark, I'll give you a brief synopsis. Is about a accountant who is now in ties with a cartel. So he has to go to a small town and now he has to launder money. So in order to launder the money, he has to buy all these different properties, which create all these different things. And yeah, it's a great show. That is a great show. I'm glad it's back. I feel like it took it too long to get back. But Ozark is an amazing show. I really like some of the twists and turns. I'm not going to give too much away, but I really, really enjoy that. And if you watched it, if you have some comments, definitely place them in the comment section below. But I definitely enjoyed Ozark. I really, really liked it. I think that it highlighted a couple of stuff. One, I wish I would have gotten to math a little bit sooner. Because they out here getting all this money, and when they own the casinos and the cartel got involved, and it's really good. I did feel bad for the therapist. She out here trying to whip it, trying to floss out here, and now she ended up in a plastic bag. I felt sorry for her. I thought they weren't gonna do that to her, but she tried to stunt too hard. She tried to stunt too hard for the gram. She out here got the Ferrari out here. How you gonna have a Ferrari in the woods? Don't even know how to drive it. And next thing you know, she tried to get too much money. She was already getting bribes from both, from the husband and wife. And now all of a sudden, once they try to ask for too much money, you know how Helen is. Helen wasn't playing that. And the next thing you know, you're up in the bag. That's it. It's over for you. And then they put the whole car in the water. It's a great show. I'm going to give Ozark already 4 out of 4. If you have not watched Ozark, start from the beginning. You're not going anywhere. So check it out. Really, really great show. Tiger King. Prepare for a journey if you're going to watch it tonight after my review. Yeah. I think I'm about to just grow a ponytail. I'm about to get some tigers. I don't know if I can buy some tigers right now. I'm going to check the Facebook Marketplace. I'm going to check Amazon. All right. Hey, Siri. No, I'm not even going to do that. All right. I'm going to ask Siri later on if I could buy a tiger. Where can I get one from? Does Costco or Walmart? Do they sell tigers? Like, maybe they got some rollback prices. I don't know. All right. But it really, really was. That's really great. I did watch Platform. Did anybody watch Platform? That was crazy. If you have not watched Platform, I definitely would suggest you watch that. It was set up where it was like a jail, and you had these different platforms, and on each level there was a huge hole that if you were on like floor 30, that food kept coming down from each platform. So if you were on floor 1, all of food was untouched. It was great. But if you, as they progressed each level, they ate the food and then you ate the remnants of the previous platform. So if you were at like 100, you didn't eat anything. And then people were killing people. I really liked it. I need to rewatch it again because maybe I didn't get the ending as much as I should, but it was pretty good. All right. So if you have not watched, you got your entire week set up. Definitely go watch Tiger King. All right. I'm about to go cop some Joe Exotic gear now. All right. Definitely check out Ozark as well as the movie Platform. And then we can come back to the C-Plan Do Show Facebook page and then just comment on how you felt. All right. Lakia says, have you ever watched RuPaul's Drag Race? She's been watching that. Siri, delete her. I think I might have seen one or two, but I'm not watching it. Okay. But I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't watch that. So no, I'm not watching that. It probably is fire though. Probably got some pageants or something like that happening, but I ain't watching it. Thanks. I got my Netflix and chill. My quarantine and chill, my Netflix and chill. I'm in the house. I'm not doing anything outside of laundry and watching Netflix and serving up amazing content for my fans, for my peeps, for my fots. All right. Now, so that was a fun review. Now that I think about it, it's pretty fun. But Joe Exotic should not have gotten it. They should not have locked him up. That was a conspiracy to get my man out of here. And can we talk about how he tried to go for governor? Like, if I was a governor and somebody tried to run for governor like that, you got tassels on your jacket. I swear to God, no. All right. Kia says she's been watching Westworld and All American. All American is the one I'm going to be reviewing next week. So after this show, I'm going to start watching All American. I see a lot of people have been really enjoying that. Westworld is great. That's the one that was on HBO. I really, really enjoyed that with the robots and stuff like that. A lot of twists and turns. So I really need to get back to that. So maybe later on in the, maybe a couple of episodes from now, I'll go back and review some of the ones I used to watch. All right, so let's get on with episode 8. That is the review portion, the movie review, the Netflix reviews of those shows. So if you really watched, if you really enjoyed them, go ahead and comment below on what your thoughts were about these. But Carol definitely did it, and free my man Joe. All right, so here, episode 8, Finding My Way Back. This portion of the show, we're going to talk about a lot of people. And I actually got this from somebody who asked me, could I have this type of show? And I wanted to be able to do that. So, you know, right now things are tough. People might have gotten off track of their goals. And so with that, I want to be able to help you get back to your goals. All right. The first thing is, is don't beat yourself up. I'm going to go over about 8 tips that will assist you in getting back to your goals. And, you know, just take some pad, just take some time. But the first thing I want to tell you is don't beat yourself up. Okay? Don't beat yourself up, because we all fail from time to time. Even your favorite life coach has gotten behind on some things. And right now I'm making sure that I do everything that I can do. All right? So make sure that you don't beat yourself up, because you don't want to dig that hole for yourself. Okay? So don't beat yourself up. So I'm going to go over these different tips for you to be able to get back, finding your way back to where you belong. All right? So this is how we can ensure that you get back to where you are and that you don't mess up again. All right? So episode 8 here on the C-Plan Do Show with Gary O'Neill Jr., professional life coach, DJ, motivational speaker, serial entrepreneur, hope dealer. All right. First thing is identify the root cause of your failure. Okay. So things might have happened to you, or things might have happened. All right. Figure out, man, where did I mess up? And the biggest thing about that is that you probably already know. All right. If you're focusing on keto, or you're looking at a grilly, you know, you're on your diet, or you're working out, or you're trying to complete your goals by a certain time, ask yourself, man, where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? Okay. All right. So just ask yourself, why? Why was I not able to complete my goals? Why was I not able to hit my target? Okay. Was it an emotional slip up? Okay. Nowadays, to be honest, if you were eating very strict with what's happening now with the pandemic and people are being stressed, a lot of people are probably eating whatever. Okay. So was it an emotional slip up? What was going on at your mind? What was going on in your mind at that time? Okay. What were you doing? What's going on in your life when you made that mistake? All right. Some of those triggers that can trigger you to slip up could be stress from life. All right. Changing your relationship. So you might be with somebody. You might have started. You might have stopped. Any one of those things could have happened. All right. Boredom. You might be bored or frustrated with the lack of progress. So you imagine that if you started doing 3 sit-ups yesterday, you're like, oh, man, let me check for these abs, and they're not in yet. You might have had an issue with that. So maybe you're bored, or maybe you were frustrated, or maybe you were hurt. Sometimes people that work out, if they suffer an injury or illness, they hurt them, you know, they get hurt and then they wind up not getting back. Okay. Was there a drastic change in your environment? All right. Did something happen? Let's say you had to move. Okay. It's going to be very tough for you to try to complete your goals if your life has been upheaved from somewhere. Okay. Or were you doing too much at one time? All right. Even with me, even with your favorite professional life coach, I have a lot of things that I do. And even now with this time to take back, I do say, you know what? How can I increase and maximize the things that I'm doing, but not overwhelm myself? So that might be things where, hey, I'm not able to subscribe to these things, or I might have to put these off for a later date, because I want to make sure that I'm A1 with all the things that I'm doing. I'd rather have 4 A's than 5 C's. Make sense? So identify what happened. How did you fail? And most of us can tell you that if you say, hey, why did you fail in your diet? Oh man, I was bored. I was watching Netflix. I was listening to the C-Plan Do podcast. And next thing you know, this happened. All right. So making sure that you identify the root causes of what happened. Okay. Take some time off to reflect on what happened. What are your triggers? All right. That cause your habit to fail, because a lot of times we may fail because it's a habit. So what triggered you? Okay. So if you're bored, maybe you eat. Because you're bored, you eat unhealthy, and we go from there. Okay, so that's the first thing, is figuring out what happened. Why did you fail? Number 2, in reference to finding your way back, getting back on track, is going to be creating a schedule and sticking to it. Okay? Unless you commit Unless the commitment is made, there are only promises and hopes, but no plans. All right, that's a great quote by Peter Drucker. All right, I'm going to say that again. Unless commitment is made, there are only promises and hopes, but no plans. And guess what? Don't promise me something without a plan. And I'm not going to hope for something without a plan. Okay? I didn't hope that I had this show. Here I am with the show. I didn't hope that I was able to eat breakfast today. I ate breakfast today. So don't hope and promise without plan. Okay? Create a schedule and stick to it, even if you have time. So even with me, even though I committed a couple of days of getting up later because I wanted to get some rest, I still make sure that I take time and keep my schedule. Even with my son and my daughter, because now if you're like me, your kids are doing stuff online. And even though we want to give them a little bit more time and getting up, you know, I couldn't let my son just get up at 2 p.m. and start doing schoolwork. I wanted to make sure that he got up at a reasonable time so that way he can keep his schedule. All right. By you creating that schedule, you are removing the use of willpower to get it done. So right now, if you're not used to doing something, it will take willpower for you to do it. All right. So if you're not used to working out, it takes willpower for you to get up and go work out. But once it becomes a habit, once you become used to doing it, then you decrease the use of your willpower and you're able to just do it and it doesn't exert any energy. Okay. So making sure that you keep your schedule so that way it's automatic. Even if you're not thinking about it, okay? You need to so if you have your schedule, you exactly know what you're doing, when you're doing it, where you're doing it, and also putting fail-safe plans in, like if-then type situations. And what I mean by that is you should be able to ask yourself, if I'm not able to get to work or get to the gym in the morning, then I will go to the gym in the afternoon. If I'm not able to... If I do not hit my goals for the week as far as dieting, then I will give up my cheat meal. All right. And we want to make sure we avoid it being a cheat meal, which runs into a cheat day, which winds up being a cheat weekend, which winds up being a cheat month. And next, you know, it's a cheat quarter. Stay with your schedule so that way you know exactly what, where, and when, and what actions you'll be doing. All right. And guess what? If you have not had a schedule on what you want to do, if you're like, man, I've really got off track to this goal tonight, I want you to write down your schedule. Okay? Be very specific. Don't just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose this. I'm going to do this. Be very specific. Hey, I'm going to get up at 9 a.m. I'm going to do 1, 2, and 3. And then I'm going to do A, B, and C. And then I'm going to finish up the day with doing X, Y, and Z. Sticking to a schedule will help you prevent yourself from beating yourself up, from failing, all right? And it'll allow you to easily become re-engaged if you slip up again. So let's say that you know you're going to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Something happens, you know, bam, I'm getting right back to it. I'm going to get back to my schedule on, so let's say that it happened on like Wednesday. Then you messed up, you didn't see Wednesday. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym on Friday. Okay, but having that schedule, make your schedule, create a schedule and stick to it. All right. The number three is going to be using your current behaviors. You use those current behaviors and then you use them to restart your behavior. And what I mean is, instead of just trashing everything, you're Thanos snapping everything, what you're going to do is you're going to take what you're already doing and then just modify it. So if your schedule, let's say that you want to work out, you know, and most people, some of my clients right now, they want to work out. If right now that's your goal and you're used to a certain schedule when you get home, let's say that right now your schedule is I come home from work, I take off my clothes, I take a shower, then I sit down and watch TV. All right. I'm not telling you to now get up at 5 a.m. and do this, but what you could do is you come home from work, you change your clothes into your gym clothes, and then you go to the gym. See that? See how we still kept that same behavior? All right, keeping that same behavior. All right, at least it's not a drastic change, and then you wind up being counterproductive. Okay, all right, and then by you being, by you having that, at least you're like, well, you know what? I'm sort of ahead of the game. Okay. So you could say, well, you know, I'm going to start from scratch, but ultimately just take what you're doing already. So that way you're already used to it. Okay. So using those current behaviors to restart it. All right. Simply look for current behaviors that you do. All right. That you already do with auto, that you already put yourself on autopilot. What do you do when you get home? What do you do when you get up in the morning? If you get up in the morning at 5 a.m. and then you watch TV, then get up at 5 a.m. and then go to the gym. Or if you, you know that your issue that you want to get back to meal prepping and you know that you typically stay up late, then why not stay up, keep staying up late and then meal prep, then go to bed. Look at that. See, still capitalizing and using what you're already doing, but just using those powers for good, not for evil. Okay. All right. I know it went rough there. All right, number four, in reference to tips to help you get back, find your way back. Gotta find my way back to you, baby. And by you, by me saying you, baby, talk about you. All right, not anybody else. Talk about you. How can you find you back? How can you find you back? Look, hey, I'm looking at, I'm pointing at you. All right, get back to the basics, man. Let's take it back. Okay, it is very easy to do a lot of things quickly. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. No. Okay. It's very easy to do that because we get very excited. All right. Especially when you're trying to get back on track. So now you're doing all these different things to get yourself back on track. But no. Okay. That's going to make you counterproductive and it's going to mess up your progress. So what you want to do is, for example, I've been using diet. So I'm going to keep it there. If you're trying to get back on track with your diet, instead of worrying about how much stuff is stressful, all right, guess what? Get back to what you did when you first started. Hey, where's your food journal? Dust that off. Dust that off and use that, okay? We're using an app to track your food, okay? If you're one of your goals, I know one of my goals, one of my friend's goals is that they want to drink a gallon of water a day. I used to drink a gallon of water all the time, but I've gotten away from it because I stopped buying bottles of water, but at the same time, I have these huge cups in the house. So getting back to basics for me is using my phone, using my app, downloading that water coach that I had, all right, and then setting my alarm and then focusing, hey, you know what? I'm going to get back to doing these things. Let's say that you're a writer, all right, and so many people are writing so many great things right now. So I challenge you that if you are writing, if you have something that you wrote, whether it's an ebook, whether it's a book, post it below, all right? Let us see what you've been writing, okay? Let us know, all right? So if you're, let's say that you stop writing, you stop writing your poems, you stop writing your information that you know was fire in here in these streets. Guess what? Instead of worrying so much about trying to finish that book, write down a couple of pieces, build yourself up. Okay. Instead of finishing that book, maybe we finish one chapter. Guess what? Edit that. Let's just finish one paragraph, double edit. Just write one sentence. I guarantee you, if you write one sentence, there's no way you're going to say, well, that's it, Gary. Wrote one sentence. No. You started writing, you're in it. Okay? So just make sure that you just get back to your basics because those things you already know what to do. Okay? Most of the time. I'm gonna even jump out here and say all of the time. We know what the basics are because we started at some point. So now that you started at some point, just get back to the basics, baby. Get back to it, okay? Get back to C Plan 2. Get back to you know the vibes. Get back to it, all right? Get back to what you were doing that would made you successful in the beginning, all right? Get back to it. All right, number five is going to be embracing imperfect stats. I'm going to let you know something right now. And if you're writing these tips down, I want you to write. Let me flip my hat to the back, you know? I like my hat back like. I want you to write this down. You cannot be perfect. All right, I know it's a weird concept, but too many times we try to be perfect when you cannot be perfect. Can you be excellent? Oh, absolutely, you could be excellent, but you cannot be perfect. So with that being said, embrace those imperfect stats, okay? All right. So often we think that we need everything to be right there, right in a row, every single gram, every single detail. And it can be very exhausting. All right. Everything doesn't have to be perfect to get started. All right. Today, talk to an amazing friend. And we always talk about the right moment, the right time. And I'm going to tell you right now, the right time is right now. All right. Right now, even when I had my workshop, and I'm going to re-release that workshop just for you because you're watching. It would have been easy for me to say, well, I should postpone it. No, we had a great time on the online workshop because the right time is right now. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say that you have decided to leave your job. Maybe right now, walking out and telling your boss to shove it might not be what I meant. But you can make the decision. You can make the commitment right now. So make it right now. The right time is right now, because there will never be a day where something taps you and says, "Ew, this is the right time." The right time is right now. Create it. All right. Create that right time. Okay. So getting back to embracing those imperfect stats, we don't need everything to work perfectly. That has to be the perfect situation. You're going to the gym, has to be no one in the gym. That's impossible. Okay. It doesn't have to be the perfect plan. All right. The mindset behind that is, guess what? Get to the work. Okay. Let's say that you want to start praying again. Okay. And guess what? Please pray for everyone affected by what's going on. Pray for your favorite podcaster, your favorite life coach. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family and friends, because we all need it. But if you told yourself, hey, I need to get back to praying or meditating, then guess what? You don't need a lot of things. Just find a place where you say, I'm going to pray right here, right now. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it right here, right now. If you want to start eating healthy again, all right, you're like, you know what? I'm going to wait till I have the perfect diet. No, choose the next moment to choose the best food that aligns with your goals. Okay? You don't need to worry about the perfect moment, because there's nothing perfect. There's things that's excellent. Okay? All right? Start now. All right, embrace that things are not going to be perfect, because that's a lie. See, what we do is we say, oh, yeah, if this happens right now, I'm going to do it right now. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work like that. Instead of worrying about doing it right the first time, right, just do it. Then you can adjust. Then you can move. Then you can modify. All right. Remember, it's easier to make changes once you already started. A lot of times people don't even make the decision. That's harder. I'd rather be able to, you know, most of you guys have been following this podcast. You know, we're 8 episodes in, even though this is like the 35th episode that I've been having a show. It'd have been easy for me to say, well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the perfect moment. I said, no, I'm going to do this now. And I can modify things as we go. Okay. All right. Number 6, change your environment. Okay. Look around. Is your environment setting you up for success or failure? Is the people around you, is the place that you're in, is the things that you have setting you up for success, or are you failing right now? You want to eat right, but if you look around, oh man, all these donuts around me. Oh no. Or do you have carrots and other fruits and vegetables? Okay. Your immediate environment, as I said, it doesn't just include people. Places, things, colors, sound, all those things can add to the success or failure of your environment. All right? A poorly designed environment will make you fail, or you will fail time and time and time and time and time again. Okay? All right? So if you keep your refrigerator stocked with waters, then the likelihood of you drinking more water will happen. But if you got that bold ginger ale that I know some of the people on this show like, even though, you know, I subscribe to it. Go ahead and drink it. We need it. We need it in these times. If you make sure you don't set yourself up, then guess what? You'll be good. All right. If you got, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a guy that weighed over 600 pounds. He was going to die. And so what he did was he threw out all of the junk food. He actually threw out all of his food. And then what he did was he walked every time he needed food. He walked to Walmart. He said the Walmart was like a mile away. So really it was a 2 mile walk. He walked down, walked back, walked down, walked back. And now he's like he's a trainer. Put yourself in a correct environment. If you want to go to bed and sleep more, if you want to go to bed earlier and sleep more, how about this? An hour before you go to bed, create that environment for success. Turn off your cell phone. Turn off your electronics. Grab that great book that you said that you were going to start reading. And that's my goal. I'm going to put myself out there. I said I was going to start reading this week. So after the show tonight, an hour before bedtime, I'm going to grab my book. All right? You want to eat more vegetables? All right? Put yourself, have more vegetables in the house. You want to exercise more? Pack that gym bag. Have it ready by the door. Again, change your environment. Is right now, whatever goal you have for yourself, that you've gotten off track. Ask yourself, how can I create a positive environment to create a positive solution so that way I can be successful? And that includes people, places, and things, man. I want to take just a moment to thank everyone who watches the show and who listens to the show. Thank you for increasing. Thank you for adding to my positive environment. Thank you. By you watching this show, you are increasing it. By you letting me know, you giving me feedback, you're telling me how great of a show it was, you telling me what you like to see, you are assisting me in creating a positive, successful environment. I thank you so much for that, okay? All right. So, and also, you know, with that, you know, you may have to look and see, figure out what works best for you. Okay, what works best for you? Number seven, I love number seven because probably number seven is probably the hardest. Keep yourself accountable, man. All right, the biggest thing about getting off track and getting back on track is that you gotta have an opportunity for accountability. Okay, it's a real challenge to get back on track, to be honest. All right. Especially if you don't have somebody who's counting on you, if you don't have a person, place, or thing that's counting on you for you to show up, which is why if you don't have a gym buddy, stats will show that it's likely for you not to be successful. All right. So if you say, you know what, assign an accountability partner. Okay. And guess what? Even with this social distancing, you still can do it. You can have phone calls. You can have FaceTime. You can video chat. You can talk on the phone. You can create a Google document that's shared between you and that person and line up your goals. As a matter of fact, do that tonight. If you have goals and you know somebody that you guys can work together to hold each other accountable, create a email, create a link, use those Google documents, write down those goals. And when you get it done, write done. Write done. So that way you can go back and say, you know what? Hey, so that way they can see it. You can see it. And that way they can pull you up and say, yo, hey, what about this goal? How is it coming along? You need a culture of accountability. So that's with a partner. But guess what? Even for yourself. So again, you're trying to lose weight. You're trying to not think negatively. Start putting yourself accountable. Asking yourself. If you're thinking, you know, if you're holding yourself accountable, you don't have time to think negatively. You can say, you know what? Oh, man, let me get back on track. Let me put in that work. Okay? All right? Number eight is try a different approach. Trying a different approach is very smart. Okay? Because it's one thing for you to say, hey, man, I've tried this. It's not working. I've tried. All right? I've messed up. I messed up, Gary. Okay. Then let's change what you're thinking about. All right? So maybe if you're overcommitting and saying, you know what, I'm going to work out 5 times a week, and you keep trying, let's try 3. All right? Let's start looking at what you can do differently that's outside of the box. Even now, during this pandemic, there are things that are happening that forces people to have out-of-the-box thinking. Even dating. You can't date like we used to. So guess what? If I was dating, then what I would do is probably FaceTime the person. I would have a meal. They would have a meal. You know, maybe I FaceTime you. I mean, you can still be around like one person. But you can. Now is the time for out-of-the-box thinking. All right? So maybe if you're working out and 5 a.m. is a struggle for you, then go to the gym late. All right? Figure out what works best for you. So that way, maybe you can have that out-of-the-box thinking. Okay? Sometimes what works best for everybody or most people may not work best for you. And you can practice and say, you know what? What else can I do that can change this up? Okay? Mix things up. Shake things up, baby. Shake things up. Okay? And sometimes when you first go through it, you know, you may discover, hey, man, this is going to change it up. I'm going to need to change it up. And then ask yourself, well, what does that change look like? What are my errors? What am I failing at? How am I messing up? And then change that. All right. Trying different approaches may not initially work. Okay. But just remind yourself, hey, I'm doing it for a reason. Okay. And let me give you one bonus one. A bonus one. I gave you the 8. Episode 8, I gave you 8 for 8. 8 tips for you finding your way back. So definitely make sure you go back and listen to this episode with your pad and paper if you did not have it. So that way you can get back on track. Focus on your discipline as opposed to your feelings. Your goals don't care about your feelings. All they care about is if they're getting done or not. And I've said that multiple times throughout multiple episodes. See, we don't let you can be passionate about something, but don't let your emotions be the only thing that happens. Because now you're like a puppy. Now you're just running around. Hey, I'm excited. But guess what? You're so excited, you don't focus, you're not disciplined, you don't do what you need to do, then you go to the next thing. So initially you might have a goal that you might really need to do. And you're so excited. You're posting about it. You're taking selfies. You're calling everybody up. Hey, I'm doing this. Hey, guys, I'm doing this. But because you're so excited and because you're so emotionally invested, you don't do what's necessary or what's required. And guess what? You don't do it. So don't allow your feelings to get in charge of your goals. All right? Focus on the work that you need to do. So that way, you can focus on that. You can focus on your goals. You can stay disciplined. Your feelings should be able to be a spark to start you, but your dedication, your commitment will keep you there. Because your feelings can change. Think about how you felt January 1st versus how you feel now. If you're a business owner or an aspiring business owner, one thing that you need to focus on is why you're doing this, why you want to start a business. Because if you want to start a business out of desperation, then the minute that the smoke clears, the minute that the chaos is over, you won't be committed to doing this. All right? So just keep that in mind. It's never too late to get back on track. Don't allow anyone, anything to let you believe that you cannot get back on track. If you wanted to go to school and you say, Gary, I've been out of school so long, it doesn't matter. Welcome back. Welcome back, man. So don't allow yourself to say, oh man, it's been so long before I've been in the gym. Guess what? The gym is still there. The school is still there. The opportunity for you to be great is still there. But I will say that at sometimes the window is closing. So you want to make sure that you understand that even if you failed over and over again, you may have a fresh start at any moment that you choose, even right now. even listening to me right now, you could say, you know what? I am committed to starting fresh. It is not about falling down. Those things happen. My daughter, when she first started skating, she was falling. To be honest, your life coach, your favorite life coach, I do not know how to skate because I was fearful of falling, embarrassing myself. I'm a big guy. I didn't want to learn how to skate. But then my daughter, she's skating, and I have to keep coach. I talk to her, and now she's an amazing skater, racing around. All right, because I had to let her know. One day when she went skating, it was just her and I. And I had to let her know that if we took a moment and we watched everybody, a lot of people were falling. But everyone got back up. And I leave that with you, that a lot of people will fall. A lot of people will fail. You may fail in what you're doing, but it's not about the falling down that matters. It really isn't. Failure is not the idea that, hey, I'm going to fail. Failure really happens when you stay down. That's when it's over. We have all messed up on our goals. And just remember that you can start your goals. You can have this fresh start. It is not too late. If you want to go back to school, go back to school. I don't care how old you are. All right. We've seen reports. We've seen articles where somebody 60, 70 years old, go back and get their degree. Great. You want to accomplish that goal that you had in the beginning of the year? Do it now. One of my clients, she wanted to write a book. And the first thing she told me was, I had an idea for this book 5 years ago. And I asked her, do you still have that goal? She said, yeah. I said, well, then tonight, write one sentence toward this goal. And one sentence led to a paragraph, which led to a chapter, which led to three chapters. And she's almost done. She's almost done. Again, just remember that we all fail, man. We all fall. We all fall short. And just because you fell and just because you're down doesn't mean you need to stay down. All right. So that's the end of this episode, man. Woo. All right. Those are your 8 tips. I always invite you to go back and listen to this episode. I'll be uploading this episode. But thank you for your time this evening. I so appreciate it. All right. You are the best part of the show. If you have an idea for the show, I'm always open to amazing ideas for the show. If you want to email me, if you have an idea for the show, if you would like to be on the show, you want to promote your stuff on the show, you know I'm already doing numbers. Definitely hit me up at cplandoshow@gmail.com. This show will be aired on all major platforms. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on every platform. So just Google the show. All right. Tune in next week where we're having another amazing show. We're going to be talking about fear. I'm going to keep this going and we're going to talk about fear. F-E-A-R. Fear. So that's going to be an amazing show. I'm going to help you get over your fear. So tune in for that next week. As always, check out LaloneClothing.com for amazing articles, amazing clothing items. All right, you can get this one. You can get this fresh hat if you want to get this fresh hat. Okay. Tonight at 10 p.m., I'm going to drop another shirt. Ladies, just for you. Just for you. Just for you. I think you're going to really like that shirt. All right. But until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special moments again, man, please stay healthy. Please stay safe. Please stay out of the way. Focus on you. Focus on yourself. Focus on your goals. And always remember, man, to see, plan, and do. Until I see you, all right, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay out of the way.